Colin writes for the Boston Globe, covers the Patriots. You've gotten to know him a little bit doing sports reporters, correct?
That is correct, yes. And I, in the Sunday morning I worked with him, I tried to pick his brain about all things New England Patriots because they do everything the right way there, and they have quite a stable of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and yesterday we talked a lot about Deshaun Watson with the national championship game, and you've really been a big fan of the Bears going after Jimmy Garoppolo.
I have.
Ben Vollen joins us from the Boston Globe on ESPN 1000. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. I hate to be a know-it-all, but my name is actually Bolin. It rhymes with the word stolen, so that's a pretty easy way to remember it.
Nice. All right. We apologize.
Sorry to be a know-it-all. That didn't mean to start off.
No, pronouncing your name is...
That
is,
should
is,
be...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you can't put the name on the test, why even take the test, right?
Yeah, true. And I, you know, it's the hardest five-letter name to pronounce, so you're certainly not the first guy.
Well, now that we have that solved, can you solve our quarterback problem here in Chicago with somebody that is currently employed by the New England Patriots?
Yeah, solving the Bears' quarterback quandary is a lot more difficult job, I'd say. And, you know, there's going to be some competition for Jimmy Garoppolo. I like the idea of the Bears going after him hard, but I think between the Browns, I know for a fact the Browns loved him in the draft a few years ago, and then their owner, Jimmy Haslam, stepped in and took Johnny Manziel. So the Browns are going to go after him. And, you know, the area of the team you really have to watch now is Josh McDaniels potentially going to the Niners, taking that head coaching job, and then trading for Jimmy Garoppolo, bringing him along with him there. So I think there's going to be some competition for Garoppolo, and the Bears should certainly do some scouting in the college ranks because he might not be available to them.
Ben, do you remember what people were saying back in the draft about Jimmy Garoppolo? Because a lot of people call and they go, all right, well, big deal. He played for the Patriots. Big deal. He learned from Belichick and played behind Brady. Matt Castle did. But Jimmy Garoppolo played here at Eastern Illinois, had a pretty good track record entering the draft that year, didn't he?
Definitely. He really shined at the college all-star circuit. He was a relative unknown when he went to the East-West Shrine game and just tore it up that week and was named the game MVP and really the MVP of the entire week. And that earned him an invite to the Senior Bowl, which is a lot of the top prospects in the draft, and he did great at that as well. And he's a guy who probably wasn't on the radar of a lot of teams, was maybe a third-day draft pick when that whole process started. And he worked himself into a late second-round pick. And now he spent 3 years learning from Brady and Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick. And it was a small sample size. It was only a game and a half. And I was really disappointed we didn't get to see more of him. But he looked pretty darn good out there when he did play. Led an impressive win at Arizona in a loud, hostile environment in week one, showing some good moxie, winning the game in the fourth quarter. And then came out firing in week two at home against the Dolphins and threw three touchdowns in the first quarter. Everything was going great, and then he hurt his shoulder, and that was that. So I don't think this is a Matt Castle situation. I don't think this is one of those cases where the Patriots are using a little bit of their snake oil to make a player look good. I think Garoppolo is a real deal, and I think some teams, the ones that I mentioned before, are really going to go after him hard this offseason.
Ben, there are some, I mean, to build on what you just said, some would say, listen, with Brady being 39 and obviously playing great football, but at some point most NFL people believe you when it ends quickly and abruptly. If Bill Belichick's willing to trade Garoppolo, would that be a negative sign for those who would be forced to pay a very high price?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to me, no. To me, it all comes down to the fact that Tom Brady is still playing phenomenally at age 39, and Garoppolo's contract is coming to a head here. He's got one more year left. And if you're the Patriots, you want to try to recoup something for him instead of letting him walk away for nothing. And I don't think they can count on re-signing him and installing him as the quarterback in, say, 2018, because Tom Brady's just playing too well right now. And as long as he plays like this at an MVP caliber, they're happy to have him playing until he's 45 or 50 years old. They're trying to prepare for the end of Brady, but Brady just keeps prolonging it. And they drafted another kid last year, Jacoby Brissett, in the third round. And I think that's a sign that they're getting ready to trade Garoppolo this offseason. They can get a first or a second round pick for him, turn that into a productive player that can help out Tom Brady next year. And then they've still got 3 years left with Jacoby Brissett to be the backup and to develop maybe into the replacement for Brady eventually. I think they love to keep Jimmy, but the reality of the situation is Garoppolo is going to get a chance to get paid and go start somewhere. So you might as well recoup that value for him and get a high draft pick for him.
Ben Volen joining us from the Boston Globe, talking Patriots, talking Jimmy Garoppolo. So if you were to forecast what kind of a career Jimmy Garoppolo would have, how would you forecast knowing what you know?
I mean, I think he's going to be a good, consistent starting quarterback. You know, we'll see. It's a lot harder to do it over the course of one season, over the course of several seasons. We've seen a guy like Kirk Cousins get really hot middle of the season and then fall apart late. So, like, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you exactly how Garoppolo is going to be, if he's going to be a, you know, tough as nails winner in the fourth quarter. Those are things that he still has to prove, but he can play, and he's certainly one of the best 15 or 20 quarterbacks in the league. And I think whichever team does trade for him is going to be very happy with him as their quarterback for the next 5 years. I think the McDaniels thing in San Francisco makes a lot of sense. Just that's the one job that I think Josh is seriously considering, and you have a chance to bring over a guy in Garoppolo who already knows your offense, and he can teach it to the guys and really be your young team leader. But I think the Bears, that makes a lot of sense too. I mean, they need a quarterback, and Garoppolo is a local Chicago kid. I think the fans would really rally around him, and I think it'd be a good situation for him there. So he's going to have options, and you know, Adam Schefter has been adamant that they're going to get a first round pick for him, and I tend to agree with Adam. I mean, I just think there are going to be enough teams out there that want Garoppolo to be their starting quarterback that there's going to be a market for him. And whichever team gets him, I think he's going to be very happy with him.
Ben, it's hard to identify the intangibles with such a limited sample size with regard to him actually playing, but you're around the team all the time. What do they say inside the building about his leadership skills and all of the so-called intangibles?
Yeah, he's a really smart kid. Everyone seems to like him, just goes about his business pretty low-key, like not a whole lot of drama with Jimmy. Has been very good about keeping his mouth quiet and not complaining about not getting to play much during his first 3 years. And I think, you know, the whole mentorship thing with Tom Brady, that can be blown out of proportion sometimes. I don't think Tom Brady's really, like, putting his arm around him and taking him aside and showing him how to do things, but I do think Garoppolo has a good opportunity just to observe a legendary quarterback and learn some of his good habits. So I think Jimmy's certainly learned from the best in terms of Tom Brady and getting to play for Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick. There are some questions about his toughness, and I don't know what to tell you about that. I mean, the thing with the shoulder injury, I think the Patriots wanted him to try to play through it. He ultimately didn't. He had to sit out for two games, and Jacoby Brissett played instead. So, you know, there is that question of, you know, if that were Brett Favre or Phillip Rivers or Tom Brady, you know, they probably would have played through it. But, you know, who knows with a young guy with his throwing shoulder like that. But, you know, that's something that he'll have to prove with his next team, that he can play through injuries, maybe avoid some of the injuries. Because that certainly is going to be the knock on him, that he only lasted a game and a half and he got injured. But I still think that ultimately he's still a pretty tough kid. And like I said before, whichever team ends up trading for him, I think he's going to